You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, Pastor Terry will be teaching us her anointed message from the Bible, "You Are an Overcomer."
Listen, the name of Jesus will put him in a cage. You bind him and you loosen the Holy Spirit. You bind him, you tell him to go. It says resist him. Resist him. What's the next scripture? Withstand him. Be firm in faith. Firm in faith. Believe in God's true. Yes. That God's not a liar. Against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined.
Yes, that's right.
Do you know what one of the greatest tools of the devil is? To wear you out.
Yes. Yes.
To wear you out. Because if you can get worn out and you can get lazy, not giving your attention to the word, not having an expectation of God's word to be fulfilled in your life, things are just going good. Anybody ever just have times? Things are just going good. So we relax. Pastor Kurt calls that the Christian roller coaster. Because when things are really tough, you press in and you're climbing and you're doing good. You get to the top and things are going okay. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I could coast now. And then you just go right back down. And unfortunately, in the Christian life, sometimes we live life that way. And we were never intended to. We were intended to be steadfast, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brethren, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. Listen, we're called to resist the devil. It's just who we are, right? He's our opposition. We're not joining forces with him. We're not just going to let him do whatever he wants to do. And God is the one who gave us the strength to resist the devil. It's not in your own strength, right? Final scripture. And after you have suffered a little while. Now, people go, oh, so God wants me to suffer. God does not want you to suffer. We understand there is a suffering that's going to happen. And after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace who imparts all blessing and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be. What does that mean? He's going to help you grow up. He's going to help you grow up. The Holy Spirit will help you grow up. Establish and ground you securely and strengthen and settle you. Now, you know, here's the problem. The problem is that too many of us Christians, because I'm not even talking about heathen, because you know what? Heathen or heathen. 1 Corinthians 3:2 says, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for solid food. That's Paul saying, guys, you're not ready. How do you get ready? At least start drinking the milk.
Yes.
You know, it was at the conference last weekend at Andrew Womack's conference up in Orlando. One of the ministers was teaching on grow up. And it was a great message because here was the reality. He gave the illustration. He said one of his daughters was 6 years old at the time, and he's like, six is such a great age. You're so much fun. Would you please just not grow up? Just please don't. Like, I just really enjoy this age. Please don't grow up. And you know what the answer was? Well, I am not six. I am 6 and a half, and I'm about to be 7, and then I'm going to be 8. Why? Because kids want to grow up. But it's like Christian babies don't want to grow up. Hebrews 5:12. You're going to give me a couple more minutes? Thank you. Hebrews 5:12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracle of God, the first principles of the word of God. And you've come to need milk and not solid food. Okay, now here's the thing, okay? Some people are like, well, you know, I'm just not there yet. Okay, let's talk about that. Because I'm going to talk about something that is very strong on my heart right now. So you just bear with me. I promise I'll close after this. Maybe. So I'm going to clear out my office back there, and we're going to turn that into another children's classroom. And we're going to split the age groups again because we're growing. We have a lot of children, and I need teachers in those classrooms. Huh? Who am I looking at? You. I'm looking at you because if you want me to teach here, I need other people back there. Otherwise, I got to go back there, and I can only fill one classroom. And I still need more teachers. Yes. Now, we don't ever talk about need because we're not a need-driven church. So let me explain to you why you need to be a teacher. Okay? This isn't about my need. This isn't about my children's needs. This is about your need. Because so many people right now are still on milk. And if you want to get to meat, then you need to know how to apply the word of God to your life. And a great way to do that is to teach children how to apply the word of God to their life. What? Yeah, I'm looking at you. Because here's the thing. Each and every one of you have enough word down on the inside of you that you can impart to those children. And there are lessons that we prepare for the children that will break truths down so that you can understand them at a level that you've never understood them before. When I got started in our church, that's where I was. I was in with the 4 and 5-year-olds, which was really against my wishes. I wanted 4th and 5th graders because they know how to sit still. And 4 and 5-year-olds, that was like a foreign language for me. But the beautiful thing about teaching 4 and 5-year-olds, one, they didn't know more about the word than I did. Thank you, Jesus. That was very important at that time. And I learned Bible stories I never knew. I didn't know about Noah's Ark. I didn't know about Naaman, the leper who dipped 7 times in the river and was healed. I didn't know any of that. And so me learning how to teach that to 4 and 5-year-olds helped me to grow up spiritually. And if you want to grow up, one of the things that you need to do is learn how to teach it to somebody else. And the reason why we teach at such a basic level is because it is important to us that we actually do the word. Do you understand? No one who has ever heard us teach has an excuse to not do the message that we preach. There's no excuse because you don't hear us throwing out 50-cent words. I could impress you with my vocabulary. Don't worry, it wouldn't be that impressive. But I could, right? I could study these big words and I could use them and I could be flamboyant and I can do all these things and you would just sit there in awe of how intelligent I am and walk out and go, what'd she say? What did she mean? What does that word even mean? That's not the goal. But see, if you want to grow, one of the ways that you can grow is to help us teach these kids. Now, we're going to need at least 8 children to pull off 3 classrooms, okay? And we want to expand to having Wednesday night services for kids, too, because, honestly, they're hungry. And our kids are our future. And you'll find out pretty quick how much you know when you go to teach. And it's not a problem because you're going to grow with the lessons and you'll grow with the kids and then you'll bond with the kids. And our children are extremely important to me. You know, Rachel tries to convince me that I'm older than her, But she decided to turn 30, so we know that couldn't happen. And but Rachel was one of my youth when she was a long time ago. I'm working on her. She's a work in progress. Don't say things like that. When she was a teenager, she was one of my youth. And our youth are important.
Yes.
You know, they are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. And either we're going to train them or the world's going to train them. And either we're going to show them that God's love is unconditional or a gang will show them that their love is unconditional. See, we need to impart truths to our younger generations. And if you want to get involved, Amy's going to have a sign-up sheet, if not today, then next week. But I want you praying about it, because if this is a ministry that you're supposed to be involved in, that is a great area to serve. And my testimony is I was in a car wreck when I was younger, and can't say the years anymore. And so I told the Lord, I said, you know, just as a thank you for saving my life, I'm going to teach children's church. And that was at the Catholic church. And I, 1 year went into 9 years because I got more out of it than the kids ever did. And then I started at our church and I taught children and then I taught youth. And now I teach you. But, you know, sometimes people are like, why ain't I getting promoted? Show yourself faithful. Do something with the Word of God. Grow up. I love you. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Also, Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you, ladies, to our monthly ladies' meeting on March 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Come and enjoy a delicious meal and a life-changing gospel message. This month, the message is entitled Breakthrough 2020. The breakthrough is inside you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics,